The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
All right, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I trust you are doing well today. And thank you for joining us noon to 3 Eastern. We know you have a lot of choices out there, and we are honored to work very hard to get your listenership. ToddStarnes.com, by the way, is our website, and we have some pretty tremendous reporting up on the website. And I hope that throughout the day you are checking in and seeing what our managing editor, Caleb Burke, and the great team of writers are up to over at ToddStarnes.com. Wow, do we have a lot going on today, and a lot of great guests, including our good friend Congressman Scott Perry. There is a major controversy now percolating up on Capitol Hill over the confiscation of Congressman Perry's cell phone. And we're going to be talking to the congressman, several members of Congress on today's program, as investigations are beginning to formulate in advance of what they anticipate will be a Republican win in the midterm elections. But there's a lot of nefarious stuff that is coming out right now about the FBI, and we're going to do our gut level best to bring you a deep dive into the story here. But here's the nugget you need to know. Whatever they were looking for at Mar-a-Lago, it's all unraveling. And there is some reporting out there. Our good friend John Solomon over at Just the News is suggesting that ultimately what was really going on at Mar-a-Lago, this was not about the National Archives. This was about the FBI trying to confiscate any documents surrounding the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. So the FBI was basically wanting to get the dirt that Trump had on them. And that ultimately is what happened there. Now, we have not, this is just the theory that has been posited in the past 24 hours that the FBI is very concerned that President Trump has dossiers on them, and they want that material. They want that material out of Mar-a-Lago and into their hands. Now, at this point, the whole thing is unraveling. It's all falling apart, and the FBI knows that. That's why one of their top agents in charge in Washington, D.C., either resigned or was fired. And there are two different reports on this. President Trump is saying the guy was fired. We do know that he was walked out of the FBI field office in Washington, D.C. by security agents. So that's all we can tell you. So was he fired? Was he resigned? We don't know for sure. But we do know this guy is no longer with the Bureau. Timothy T-Ball is his name. And what's interesting about this guy, he was one of the agents accused by the whistleblowers. Remember the whistleblowers? Congressman Jim Jordan was on the show last week talking about the FBI whistleblowers. And he was one of the guys that was targeted by these whistleblowers. And they said that this T-ball guy was anti-Trump and that his hatred of the president was so great, the TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, was so great in this guy that it was clouding his judgment. We also believe that he had some knowledge or involvement in the raid on Mar-a-Lago. President Trump says he was in charge. Fox News says that's not accurate. Who do you trust, President Trump or Fox News? By the way, President Trump is the guy who said he was fired. Fox News says the guy wasn't fired. Who do you trust, President Trump or Fox News? We're just reporting. You get to decide on this program. We also understand that T-Ball was the agent who was accused of suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop investigation. Now, these whistleblowers are telling Republican lawmakers that they were ordered by their superiors in the Washington, D.C. field office to stay away from the Hunter Biden laptop. They were not allowed to do anything about this laptop investigation because they were concerned it might influence the 2020 presidential election. Well, guess what? It did. It did influence the 2020 presidential election. And we know that because of the polling data. Nearly 80% of Americans in that poll we talked about yesterday, nearly 80% of Americans say that their vote would have been influenced had they known about the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. Senator Chuck Grassley out of Iowa, the Republican, is accusing T-Ball of political bias and improper conduct. So all of this was happening leading up to this guy getting booted out of the FBI field office. Now, look, I have reported for years on the FBI's attempts to meddle in the 2016 presidential elections, the lead up to the elections, and then trying to sabotage the presidency of Donald Trump in the first years of his office. We've also reported extensively on the FBI's involvement in trying to meddle in the 2020 presidential election. And now it appears that the FBI, with this raid on Mar-a-Lago, is trying to interfere in the midterm elections. Now, look, I'm telling you, I don't think there's a there. Otherwise, President Trump would already be in custody. But I don't think there's a criminal. I don't think there's a criminal act here. I don't think that whatever they were looking for is of the criminal nature at Mar-a-Lago. Otherwise, the president would already be in custody. And that is simply not the case. So I am more prone to buy into this idea that maybe the FBI was just on a fishing expedition. Maybe they wanted to go down there and see exactly what Trump had on them. You say, Todd, that sounds ludicrous. The whole thing is ludicrous, ladies and gentlemen, all of it. The idea that you could have the FBI colluding with the Clinton campaign to buy this fake Russian dossier. Again, it's one thing if President Trump has been accused of a crime. He has been charged with a crime and there is evidence of a crime. But every single time they get to that point, we realize that there is no crime committed and the president has done nothing wrong. Going back to J6, we still don't know exactly how many FBI agents were involved in what happened on that day. We know FBI agents were there. We still don't know the involvement of the FBI in the planning and the execution of the riot at the Capitol. And nobody wants to talk about that. Every time they ask those questions on Capitol Hill, the FBI refuses to answer. Why is that? There is no reason why the FBI cannot answer that very simple question. Unless, of course, they were responsible for concocting this whole thing and it just got out of control. And is that a possibility? Would that explain why, in the face of all of these threats, known threats that were coming in to the Pentagon and coming into the Capitol building, maybe that explains why Nancy Pelosi told Capitol Police to stand down. Maybe that's why Nancy Pelosi told the Capitol Police, no, we're not going to have additional officers here. We're good with what we've got. I mean, it could be, but the whole thing is nuts, ladies and gentlemen. And now you have President Trump out there saying, hey, look, we now know that the FBI meddled in the 2020 presidential election, and now Trump is wanting to be reinstated in the White House. And if that's not the case, he wants a new election called. And based on my reading of the Constitution, I'm not sure you can do that. But crazier things have happened over the past 10 or 15 years in this country. So I'm just curious, hypothetically speaking here, I mean, if that is an option for the president, should the president be reinstated? Should there be a new election? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we're going to be taking your calls on this. Again, we have a full lineup of great guests coming up, doing a deep dive into what the FBI is up to and what we need to do about it. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheet, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS.
Correct. We've had more than that. And you were right when Senator Grassley said there's political influence at the FBI and it's all about politics. That is certainly the case because all these whistleblowers come to us and talk about the political pressure they're under. And now we see that it may be in the Inspector General's office. By statute, the Inspector General is supposed to provide independent oversight of the Justice Department. Well, how can you do that if you're participating in an investigation? Sean, understand what happened here. The FBI came to the Inspector General and said, we're going to take the phone of a sitting member of Congress. We're going to take his phone one day after we have raided President Trump's home, and we're going to do it while Congressman Perry is on vacation with his family. The Inspector General should have said to them, are you freaking out of your mind? This has got all kinds of constitutional concerns. You should not do it. But if you do, we will not participate. But instead, he said, go ahead and do it and we'll image the phone. That is frightening because they're supposed to be providing the independent oversight of the Justice Department. So, yeah, there's politics at the DOJ. There's certainly politics at the FBI, as evidenced by all the whistleblowers, almost 20 that have come to the three respective offices. But now we have to have concerns about the Inspector General as well.
And, of course, that was Congressman Jim Jordan last night on Hannity, and he is calling for an investigation now of the Inspector General's office after the FBI confiscated Congressman Perry's cell phone. Now, if you go back to when all of that was happening, folks, the narrative that came out of the mainstream media was really breathtaking. People were concerned that other Republicans were going to get hauled in, that they were going to be accosted just like Congressman Perry was. He was on vacation with his family, his parents, and it was a really scary thing. And you tie that in with the Mar-a-Lago raid, and it gives you the impression that there was something there, when in fact there was nothing there at all. And this is why we need to be very concerned about the FBI, because they are not fair arbiters here. They're out for Trump's scalp. That's what this is all about. And they're coming after him. Now, look, yesterday on this program, we played you some audio from Senator Lindsey Graham, and he was talking about if Trump is prosecuted, there's going to be big problems. Let's take a listen.
Say this. If there's a prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information after the Clinton debacle, which you presided over and did a hell of a good job, there'll be riots in the streets.
So people have gone bonkers over this. I mean, absolutely bonkers. They're freaking out, suggesting that Lindsey Graham and the President of the United States are now calling for violence. Well, let me clear this up here. We are happy warriors here on this program, all right? You can push a happy warrior only so far, but I don't think we're going to be rioting in the streets. And there are a couple of reasons for that. First of all, most of us are gainfully employed. If you're a conservative, you're a Republican, you're not living off the taxpayer teat. You are out there and you are being a productive member of society. You have a job. You have obligations. You got bills to pay. You got mouths to feed around the table. You don't have time to go out there and burn something down or march in the streets. You've got a job. And the other part of all of this, we are the taxpayers of America. We're the folks footing the bill for all of this nonsense. We just don't have time to go out and riot. But I do find it interesting that all of these people in the mainstream media that are freaking out over the idea that conservatives could take to the streets, these are the same people that were broadcasting from Minneapolis, flames burning into the night sky. It looked like a war zone, and they were calling that a peaceful protest. So it's a little disingenuous when you've got the leftist and the mainstream media out there fretting about whether or not Republicans might take to the streets. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Georgia. Lou, WDUN, the great affiliate. Hey, Lou, what's up?
Good morning, Todd. Yes, sir. What's got me confused is that Mark Zuckerberg's coming forward with this. You know, okay. He was all around up here in Atlanta and putting out all these ballot boxes, which is illegal. Then here he is putting in $450 million into the, you know, towards the Democrats. You know, what's going on here? You know, I mean, why is he? Because if I was vote for Joe Biden, I wouldn't go forward till about the FBI. FBI would have come to me. I was like, you know, I'd have kept it quiet. You know, yeah, I'm working too. You know, but what's going on?
I think payday's coming, Lou, and I think Zuckerberg is looking for some cover. That's what I think is going on here. Let's go. Yeah, go ahead, Lou.
Thank you, Todd. That's what it is. Okay. It's covering it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate the call. I think this is a little CYA, if you will. You got to cover your behind because payday is coming. Somebody's going to have to pay for all of this. Zuckerberg doesn't want to be held accountable. Here's Mark Zuckerberg. This is the audio that he's talking about, Lou's talking about. Cut number two, please.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. What we do is we have if something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, we also have this third-party fact-checking program because we don't want to be deciding what's true and false. And for the, I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically being determined whether it was false, the distribution on Facebook was decreased, but people were still allowed to share it. So you could still share it. You could still consume it.
So when you say the distribution is decreased,
it got shared.
How does that work?
It basically, the ranking in newsfeed was a little bit less. So fewer people saw it than would have otherwise. So it definitely...
By what percentage?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's meaningful. But I mean, but basically a...
So look, the whole point of all of this, cut this off, please. The whole point of all of this is that Zuckerberg is out there saying, hey, look, we didn't completely ban the Hunter Biden laptop story. We just suppressed it a little bit. No, the fact of the matter is they do this all the time. And my question is, and by the way, they said they did this at the request of the FBI. I don't think the FBI requested anything. I think the FBI ordered Twitter, ordered Facebook, and any other social media, and we don't know how many other platforms were involved here, but at least those two. I think they said, you're going to shut this story down. That is meddling in an election, and that is illegal. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. All right, so an update here for you. Senator Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin, Senator Chuck Grassley, they're both now calling on Zuckerberg to turn over all communications between government agencies and Facebook employees. This is all over the Hunter Biden laptop. Now, you have to go back and understand the story dropped as we were leading up to the presidential election. This would have been a massive scandal. A massive scandal. By the way, put a pin there for just a moment. You want to talk about another massive scandal? It's the Ashley Biden diary where she writes about being molested. She writes about having to take naked showers with her father, who is the president of the United States. Two people are facing federal charges as a result of that diary. So we know it's the real deal. But nobody wants to talk about the contents of that diary. Meanwhile, they're actually fabricating stories about President Trump and his daughter that are disgusting and gross, and we're not going to talk about on this radio program. And the mainstream media goes with that. Meanwhile, you have serious allegations that are well documented in this diary. So anyway, Grassley and Johnson want Mark Zuckerberg to provide all correspondence that the federal government had with Facebook over the agreement to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story. This is a scandal here, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about some deep state operatives. This is, you know, you talk about the swamp. This is what Trump is talking about. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Ronnie in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate there. Hey, Ronnie, what you want to know?
Hi, Mr. Starnes. I had a question. I wanted to know your opinion on something. You know, you hear about Lindsey Graham and what he's saying about the Republicans standing up. I'm afraid that maybe he's actually instigating an issue so that the firearms maybe crack down on tighter, because I just don't trust him to begin with, and I wonder if there's maybe an alternative motive to what he's doing here. Another thing I thought about too, like everybody talks about possibly another civil war, but I just don't think Americans are going to stand up. They're too dependent on the government. And the first Civil War, the only thing people were depending on are themselves. They had no government to count on, so it didn't matter. today, I just don't think that'll happen. I don't think you have enough people.
I don't think there would be. I don't think there will be a civil war. And honestly, it doesn't matter if they take away all of our freedom. I don't think the American people would rise up. And I think we demonstrated that during the pandemic, where our fellow countrymen were just willing to hand over our civil liberties to the government. Say, here, take them. So I don't think that the average American would have the courage to stand up and fight back should their constitutional rights be completely taken away. And we're not a long way from that happening, but we've got a ways to go. Now, as far as the crackdown, look, Lindsey Graham, he's an idiot. But beyond that, I think you're right to be concerned that there's always an ulterior motive with him. Lindsey Graham is a snake. You really can't. Okay. Yes, I know I just said he was an idiot. So he's an idiotic snake. You just can't trust him because he's two-faced. Okay. So he's a two-faced idiotic snake. All right, so there you go. Right. Ronnie, appreciate the call. But to Ronnie's point, and you got to think about this for a moment. Something is going to happen, and they've sort of hinted at this. We're going to have another big something, and whether it's another J6 style event or some sort of a terrorist attack, there will be something, and they will blame it on MAGA supporters. That's just the way these things go. So when that happens, I just want you to step back and wait until all of the facts come out before you respond. And that's all we've tried to do on this radio program. And I catch holy you-know-what. But I don't like just jumping into something and saying, okay, this is what happened. Go all the way back to Nicholas Sandman. Remember that kid? The Covington Catholic High School student. We were led to believe that you had a bunch of pro-life Catholic boys going out there and attacking blacks on the Washington Mall and Indians, when in fact, it turns out the Catholic boys were in fact the victims. We waited until all the video came out. So I think there is something to this idea that Ronnie wants to know if there's something else out there, if maybe this is hinting at something. I believe it is hinting at something. And we don't know what that is going to look like, but just be ready. And when it does happen, just step back and say, I wonder if we've got the full story here. And typically, you're not going to get the full story. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. I want to go back to some coverage last night. Fox News Channel reacting to this this FBI agent, cut number 11.
Reportedly the same special agent who put a stop to any potential investigation into Hunter Biden before it could get off the ground.
Laura, we got another Peter Strzok. I mean, on one hand, he's juicing the numbers of domestic violence extremism in the country, cases cataloging those type of cases. And on the other hand, he's suppressing evidence about Hunter Biden.
Breaking tonight, the FBI agent Laura warned you about back in July has been forced to leave his post. Timothy Tebow retired after FBI whistleblowers went to Congress over his political bias in the handling of Hunter Biden's laptop.
Isn't it true that Mr. Tebow, Agent Tebow, excuse me, and FBI Supervisory Intelligence Analyst Brian Otan covered up derogatory information about Mr. Hunter Biden while working for the FBI?
Well, again, I want to be very careful not to interfere with ongoing personnel matters. I should say that when I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling.
And that's not all. Whistleblowers told Senator Chuck Grassley back in July that Tebow was instrumental in opening an investigation into the Trump campaign based on information from a leftist organization. He allegedly scrubbed and diluted details of the source's political bias from a memo seeking the full investigation.
All right, there you go. Something is not right at FBI headquarters, and we have to hold the Republicans. We got to hold their feet to the fire here. If they, in fact, are able to get back their majority in the House and the Senate, then they're going to have to investigate. Defund and dismantle That's what I say, ladies and gentlemen. What say you? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We go now to the Lido deck of the Todd Stearns radio program for the docile tones of Jim Gossett.
They got a black magic marker. They got a black magic marker. The FBI has a marker to make sure that you don't see that their raid on Mar-a-Lago illegal as it could be. They were told to release it. They didn't really release it. They took that black magic marker, 'cause they have so much to hide. Like that Joe gave the order and then turned around and lied. The FBI, let's disband it. Yes, we ought to demand it. The FBI, let's disband it and make Christmas history. Let Chris get a job at MSNBC.
Uncle Tom 2 is the eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Todd Stearns here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historical footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, and the NAACP's sinister agenda. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone with Brandon Tatum and Vody Bachum and Chad O. Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com, SalemNow.com.
Todd, I think Zucker Nerd found out about the FBI whistleblower, and he called Joe Rogan to get on his show because he knew he wouldn't be asked hard questions just to cover his butt.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you, Ricky, from Arkansas, sending us a shout out. And you can do that, by the way. We really do have one of the best apps. Actually, we have the best app of all the talk radio shows in America. And one of the reasons I love our app is you're able to communicate back to us, just like Ricky did. He sent us a shout out. You say, Todd, how can I do that? Simple. Go to our website, toddstearns.com. Click on the app. You'll be able to download it for whatever smartphone device you use. And then you'll be able to send us a shout out. And if Kyle approves, then your voice will be heard border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. You know, I've got to make a quick switch here and talk about this crazy story out of New York State. So, Grace, right now it is legal. So if you're a child and let's say you're 8 or 9 years old and you go to your mother and you say, Mother, I want to have my breast removed. I want to have if you're a little boy, I want to have my private parts removed because I don't identify as a male or a female anymore. And you can do that. Right.
Listen, when I was a little girl, I said I was a tomboy, but my parents didn't think I was a boy.
Can't say that anymore.
And I'm very girly now, but
no,
I was
and you
not
are very,
back in the day.
You are very girly.
Well, thank you.
But what I'm trying to say is you don't need parental permission. I mean, if you're a teenager, you can go and have that done. But you know what you can't do? In New York State, you can't go out if you're a teenager and buy a can of whipped cream.
Wait, what?
No, that's true. If according to NBC News, you now have to show ID if you want to buy a can of whipped cream in New York State.
Is it like a weapon? You just spray it at somebody?
No, apparently the kids, the young people these days, are using the whipped cream
to you know the it's nitrous oxide.
Yeah.
And so nitrous oxide, which is found in the whipped cream canisters, can be abused as a narcotic. I had no idea. Seems to me I would be much.
I didn't know that.
It seems to me though that the greater danger would have actually been the whipped cream itself, because that can, you know, put on a few pounds.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty addicting. It's very delicious.
According to NBC News, there is a little-known state law that bans the sale of cartridges used in cans of whipped cream to anyone under the age of 21.
Whoa! The more you know.
So, but now it is, I mean, it's been on the books for a long time, and now it is being enforced. So if you can imagine going, as a matter of fact, they interviewed a woman named Megan Massey, and she was actually, she's 43, and she was carded at her local supermarket in Watertown, New York.
No.
She said, "What's going on?" She goes, "Why am I being ID'd?" She says, "I was mortified."
She was probably making an ice cream sundae, just wanted some whipped cream.
"I'm 43 with gray hair. Now, here's what gets me. And the morning show host at KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee, our flagship station, will attest to this. Meanwhile, you can literally walk out onto the street in New York City and buy marijuana.
Yep.
So that's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
That's okay. But God forbid you get the munchies and you want to do the you want to do some whipped cream.
Oh, gosh. I don't know what the kids are doing these days. Back in the day, wasn't it like sniffing the Sharpie markers? Now it's the whipped cream.
Oh, that's true. I sniffed a few magic markers back in the day.
We know.
I'm not proud of it. What do you mean? What do you mean we know?
Nothing. Continue, Todd.
All right. Anyway, the New York Association of Convenience Stores says there's really nothing funny about all of this. They said this is really a problem.
I think it's funny, but...
Quote, requiring age... Yeah, but can you imagine, though, you're going up there, you're in a rush, and you want to go buy some whipped cream or Cool Whip, if you will.
Cool Whip. Mm.
And, well, no, Cool Whip, I think you're okay.
It's in the tub.
It's in the tub. But I'm not a big fan of the Cool Whip.
No, it's not the same.
Do you say the H when you say whip?
Yeah.
Whip.
Whip.
Whip. It's, you know, all right.
Never heard someone not say
It's like,
them.
How do you say raspberries?
Raspberries.
No, it's raspberries.
Raspberries.
Rasp. No, it's not ras. It's rasp.
Whatever you rasp-berry. Say, it's your show.
No, it's not my show. Well, it is my show, but it's the law. That's how you. That's how the word is spelled.
Okay.
Raspberry.
Okay.
Quote, requiring age verification when purchasing whipped cream is another classic compliance burden placed on convenience stores in New York State. That's from the New York Association of Convenience Stores.
Oh, gosh.
The age requirement for nitrous oxide cartridges went into effect in November, but it wasn't until recent weeks that his members became aware of it.
Probably because they were getting ice cream in the middle of the hot summer and getting the whipped cream, and they were like, wait a minute.
Oh, it's whipped.
Whipped cream.
So here's the deal here, folks. This is what happens when you put Democrats in charge. They come up with crap like this.
You don't get your whipped cream.
No. Not even a cherry on top.
Man.
So it's unfortunate, but this is, and I hate to say it, this is what happens when you elect Democrats to the state house and give them control of your lives in government.
Bad crime and no whipped cream.
844-747-8868. But isn't it interesting, ladies and gentlemen, that if if your kid wants to get a piercing or a tattoo, they've got to get written permission from you, mommy or daddy. But if they want to get their private parts chopped off, they can do that and you don't get a right to know. Or in this case, they're not allowed to go out. You're not allowed to go send Junior to the supermarket to get the whipped cream for dessert. This is life under a Democrat regime. May I tell you about our friends at the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC? I love these guys, and I got to tell you, one of the nicest things about my AMAC membership, all the incredible discounts I'm getting, if I go to the movie theater, if I'm traveling or going out to dinner, you're going to be able to get great discounts because of your AMAC membership. You can even get discounts on cell phone plans. But AMAC does a lot more than just offer discounts. They're fighting for us every day up on Capitol Hill. They're fighting for the Constitution. They're fighting for a free market. And they're able to do that because of our support. So I want to encourage you to check out the great benefits of becoming an AMAC member like me. Go to amac.us/starnes. That's amac.us/starnes. And you're going to be able to start saving today. Get this, 2.3 million Americans already have joined AMAC, and you should too. It is an incredible organization. Get this, only $16 a year, not a week, not a month, $16 a year gets you membership and gets you all of these great discounts. You're going to make back that $16 in like about a week. It's that good of a deal. amac.us/starnes. Hey, folks, I want you also head over to our website, toddstarnes.com. We have some great things for you. The holidays are going to be coming up before you know it, and we have some great products available for you over at toddstarnes.com. New T-shirts. We've got great coffee mugs, great tumblers, and of course, all of my books are available, and I'll even autograph and personalize those books just for you. We just like doing that for you. All right, that's at toddstarnes.com. We got to take a break here. Congressman Guy Reschenthaler coming up. Also, we've got Congressman Scott Perry. Stick around, everybody. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Good to have you with us. You know, I've been looking for these stupid glasses for 2 days now, and Grace Baker, I went back. I've been looking in the office, looking at home. You know, I have to wear these two different pair of glasses now.
I was a little worried you were walking around kind of like Biden does.
Hey, now. That's all right. Don't be rude. No
need for
that.
Now I know you had a reason you were wandering around.
Yeah, no, but yeah. So anyway, I finally found the glasses. So now I can actually see everybody. Great to have you guys with us today. Go stand in the corner, Grace Baker. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Today is the one-year anniversary of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, Biden's botched pullout evacuation of Afghanistan that left our fighting men and women wounded and killed, leaving Americans behind. And today, the Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, gave a speech and said America's work is not done in Afghanistan. No, it is done, sir. It was done when we pulled out. There's no going back. Just like what's happening in Baghdad right now, where, once again, it is a war zone. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line representing Pennsylvania's 14th Congressional District, our good friend, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd, thanks for having me back on. And I can tell you, as a veteran of the Iraq War, I'm absolutely appalled, even a year after, that Joe Biden would surrender in Afghanistan. I really believed in our mission, both in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the fact that he just surrendered this country, surrendered the Bagram Air Base, is completely unacceptable. And as far as Lloyd Austin saying that our work is not done, this guy has been wrong just as many times as Joe Biden has been wrong. It was this guy that was telling us that Ukraine would fall within hours and Afghanistan would remain for months and months. And the opposite happened. Ukraine is still fighting, and Afghanistan crumbled within hours. And these are our so-called military experts. But look, the defeat and the surrender is owned by one person and one person only, and that's Joe Biden.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, it was his decision to make. He went against the advice of the generals. He went against the advice of many people in Congress. And as a result, people lost their lives. And this is something that needs to be remembered, especially as we're heading into election season.
I totally agree that we need this on our minds when we go into the election booth. But if you look at what Joe Biden did, he really destabilized the world because he sent a message to our allies that we might not be there in the future. And what that did is it really preempted Putin to invade Ukraine. You're seeing the economic devastation that's come from that we're feeling. It emboldened China to be more aggressive vis-a-vis Taiwan and the South China Sea. And you have a resurgence of Al-Qaeda that's now back in Afghanistan. And just to put this in perspective, Obama and Biden love talking about this so-called pivot to Asia, which, of course, we should pivot to Asia because China is a near-peer rival. But if you just look at a map, the Bagram Air Base was miles from the Chinese border. It was right there in the neighborhood of Iran, for example. We could project power from that Bagram Air Base. We have totally lost that now. And then there's also just the embarrassment that comes with it. Forever moving forward, 9/11 will be remembered with videos of Americans jumping out of the Twin Towers, shown at the same time or right before you see images and videos of Afghan allies jumping off our planes as we were evacuating Afghanistan. It's a complete embarrassment. It didn't need to happen. We had zero fatalities in the 18 months leading up to the surrender. As soon as we surrendered and started to pull out, we had 13 losses of life of just service members, not including our allies that on the ground that were tortured and killed. This was a debacle and an unforced error.
You know, Congressman, I want to go back to something you said because, again, you talk about the destabilizing foreign policy. I think a lot of that goes right back to the Bush administration as well, when instead of taking care of business completely in Afghanistan, we diverted our attention to Iraq, which now is a dumpster fire. And this idea that we were going to bring democracy to the Middle East, which is a noble concept. But I got to be honest with you, if the people don't want it, we're not going to be able to force it on them.
So I still look, was the Iraq war mishandled by the top military brass in the Bush administration and subsequently the Obama administration? Yeah, absolutely. I still think, though, that our goal of democratizing Iraq was worthwhile, and it was doable. Iraq was a very modern country. I practiced law in the Iraqi court system. They have the most, they had at least at the time, the most Western legal system in the Middle East, second only to Israel. And remember, it took us decades to democratize South Korea, and now they're one of our staunchest allies. It took about 40-some years to democratize Korea. We are still based in Germany. We're still based in Japan. So it takes decades to get these governments on their feet and within the family of democratic nations. Unfortunately, the Bush administration handed off power far too quickly, which then gave power to the Shia majority in Iraq, which by proxy gave power to Iran. Had we just been there and tried to have a government formed, it could have been a totally different picture. And the Arab Spring that we saw under Obama could have looked totally different. We had a democratization rather than a return to extremism that we saw.
Well, it's a great big mess now all over the place, Congressman. And what Biden did in Afghanistan is unforgivable, in my estimation. Leaving American people, leaving American assets behind is just reprehensible. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler from Pennsylvania. Congressman, another big story we're following, the FBI. I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Do you trust the FBI?
No, not at all. Todd, please just call me Guy. Look, the FBI has been corrupt from its very founding under J. Edgar Hoover. They worked in tandem, for example, with LBJ and other elected officials to get dirt on politicians so that their selected senators and congressmen could move up the ranks. They did surveillance on political figures and celebrities within the United States throughout history. And that hasn't changed. And the fact that you had the FBI going to Zuckerberg before the election saying that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation, while at the same time the FBI had possession of the laptop, which showed it wasn't Russian disinformation, that shows you that they were trying to interfere with the 2020 election. They also tried to hamstring the Trump administration, which to a degree they did when Jim Comey set up Trump and set up Flynn and the others when they were giving their incoming briefing. So I think the FBI needs to be reined in, much like we had to rein in the CIA back in the 70s when they were running around assassinating foreign leaders. That needed more oversight. But we need to look at perhaps dividing the FBI and making sure there's silos of functions, and we just don't have this big mega agency that is trying to fix political elections, go after political opponents, and really be the enforcement arm of the Democratic Party.
So, what, you know, President Trump is rightfully angry about all of this. He says, hey, look, we need to have a new election, or I need to be installed as president. I don't, again, you're the lawmaker, you're the attorney. Is there any sort of a recourse for a president who has been robbed of an election?
Here, the only recourse is us retaking the White House with President Trump in 2024, which I'm all in favor of. That's how we really solve this. And look, we live in a democracy, but we've got to retake the White House, just like we have to retake the House and the Senate this election cycle, which I think we will. I think all this talk about the red wave turning into a red ripple is just wishful thinking by the mainstream media and the Democrats. But we have to remember elections have consequences. And for anybody who thought it was cute to not vote for President Trump, or anybody who thought it was cute to split their vote. For example, West Virginia voting in Manchin, which gave the Democrats control in the Senate, in Georgia, for example. These elections have consequences. So don't feel like you're sophisticated. Don't feel like you're above the fray when you're splitting your vote. Vote straight Republican and vote in every election. Get involved and let's take back these offices from all the way from school board all the way to the White House. We need to be engaged in all levels.
All right, Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. Appreciate your insight on what's happening, especially in Afghanistan. And we appreciate your time here, Guy. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Take care.
All right, Congressman Guy Reschenthaler out of Pennsylvania. I will say this, and I know that to some extent there is there's always going to be debate with Republicans and the foreign policy after 9/11. But I was one of the few in the conservative talk realm that was critical of George W. Bush. I felt like we should have stayed in Afghanistan. We should have secured the victory there. And then we should have gotten out. But we did not do that. Instead, there was clearly a grudge that was held by many in the military-industrial complex after George H.W. Bush stopped and did not go after Saddam Hussein and overthrow Saddam Hussein during the first Gulf War when the Iraqis invaded Kuwait. And there was a lot of payback. And that's why we were in Iraq after Afghanistan. They saw an opportunity and they took it. And a lot of people made millions and millions of dollars on that, including the former vice president of the United States. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to the phones here. Connor in Boston wants to weigh in on Afghanistan. Hey, Connor, what's up?
Hey, Todd, my friend, always a pleasure. But being 1 year out from Bosch Afghanistan withdrawal, you know, I told Grace this. I'm not in the military myself, but I have plenty of family members who have had the honor of serving our great nation. And if you leave somebody behind, that's called desertion, by my understanding. How come this does not apply to the commander-in-chief? Because he deserted all our all of our people that he left behind over there in Afghanistan. How is that not an impeachable offense? And at the middle of, when Republicans do regain control of both houses of Congress, are we going to impeach this guy over that? Because even one soldier getting harmed is by the commander-in-chief is a failure. And that person has no business leading our fighting men and women anywhere in this world or in our great nation.
Well, not only that, Connor, I think we ought to impeach. I mean, there are a lot of things that we could impeach Biden on, and I think the Republicans, if they regain the House and the Senate, they ought to be impeached until the day is long. They did it to Trump, and you turn right back around, and we do it to them.
Now, Todd, absolutely, and I'm going to tell you right now, I am a long time, since I've started voting, I've been a Republican voter. But I will tell you right now, if the Republicans, when they do regain control of both houses, if they do not impeach this guy, if they do not hold all of these government bureaucrats accountable for what they have done to our nation, I will never vote for another Republican again, because they have an opportunity here, and they have an opportunity to get it right. But if they don't get it right, you know, I don't really see a point in voting for Republican anymore, because basically like just voting for the deep state in my estimation.
Connor, we're going to leave it there, and I hope that Republican leadership hears what you just said, because I think there are a lot of people that feel the same way you do. You've given your support, you've given your money, you've given your vote to the Republicans, and if we give them control again and they do nothing except sing kumbaya and have a weenie roast with the Democrats, yeah, we're not going to, that's not going to fly anymore, not especially where we are right now with the state of the country. Connor, got to run. Appreciate the call. But Connor's right. If we give the Republicans control again, they better go to war. I don't want to hear one word from the Republicans about, well, we all just want to get along. We all just love America, no matter if there's an R or a D behind our name. You know, that's a load of hooey. The other side's calling you fascist, Republicans. Wake up. They hate you. Joe Biden wants to destroy you. The Democrats want to destroy you. And they are very open and honest about it, and I appreciate their honesty. But the answer to that is not to show up with a banana cream pie and a cup of coffee and say, hey, let's sit down and let's have a coffee con. No, that's not how it works. So we got to stand up and we got to fight back. And if we give Republicans, and by the way, that's where the fight happens. When we equip the Republicans with their majorities, that's when you fight back, and you're upfront and honest about it. We're coming after you, Democrats. We're coming after all of you fascists. Because, by the way, when the Democrats are calling you fascist, they're the ones who are guilty of being the fascist. Just remember, it wasn't Republicans who shut down your church houses. It wasn't Republicans who shut down the funerals of the Jews in New York. That was on the Democrats. We'll be right back. Oh, Grace, it is football time in Tennessee. I am so excited. The Tennessee Volunteers kicking off the season.
Thought you were going to say Memphis.
Well, they're
you know.
That too. Yeah. We love the Tigers, Memphis Tigers, but you know I'm a big Vols fan.
I know. It's okay.
One of my prized possessions, which is downstairs in my office, and it's also can be used as a weapon in the event, you know, Antifa shows up. But there was a friend of mine, he is in Augusta, and a colleague of his is a caddy at Augusta National. And he actually makes these specialized custom putters, and I have a University of Tennessee Volunteers orange putter downstairs.
Yeah, I got to admit, it's very nice.
It's beautiful.
Besides that it's orange, it's very nice.
That's a lovely color of orange, by the way.
Whatever you say, Doug.
So you're a big Memphis Tigers
fan.
Yeah,
I went to school there. Love it there.
All right, they're playing Mississippi State.
Yeah, on Saturday.
Can we talk about the Cowbells for a moment? Oh, what's up with the Cowbells?
Don't ask me. I'm not a fan of Mississippi State.
You know,
they're freaking annoying.
What? Wow. That
They're
was
just
harsh.
Like, ding, 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 ding.
Grace,
ding,
we have tons of listeners.
I know, but I.
So we were we? They're not the only school that does that, but we were doing a campaign event. This was when I was a reporter at Fox. I was embedded with the Obama team. We did an event at, it was somewhere in the Midwest, and they gave every person in the press corps one of those cowbells. And so we got back on the Obama jet, and it became a tradition on the jet that during takeoff, we would all ring the cowbells.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what, did y'all just ring it when you took off, or did you ring it when you land too? Because I think that's cause for celebration.
Yeah, they land. Yeah, we would do that too. it was a little disconcerting. I'm not a big fan of the cowbell situation.
No.
Anyway, can I tell you, speaking of something that I do love, though, it's the MyPillow. I love MyPillow. As a matter of fact, our buddy Mike Lindell has some incredible offers just for listeners of the Todd Starnes radio program. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And you're going to be able to check out some incredible discounts. Get this, a huge bed sheet sale. Those wonderful Giza Dream bed sheets, now $29.98. Got to use my promo code at MyPillow.com/Starnes. Check it out. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. So great to have you with us today. Now, we told you earlier about some concerns that Congressman Jim Jordan has with the Inspector General's office now calling for an investigation. Let's play cut number 9, please.
Correct. We've had more than that. And you were right when Senator Grassley said there's political influence at the FBI and it's all about politics. That is certainly the case because all these whistleblowers come to us and talk about the political pressure they're under. And now we see that it may be in the Inspector General's office. By statute, the Inspector General is supposed to provide independent oversight of the Justice Department. Well, how can you do that if you're participating in an investigation? Sean, understand what happened here. The FBI came to the Inspector General and said, we're gonna take the phone of a sitting member of Congress. We're gonna take his phone one day after we have raided President Trump's home, and we're gonna do it while Congressman Perry is on vacation with his family. The Inspector General should have said to them, are you freaking out of your mind? This has got all kinds of constitutional concerns. You should not do it. But if you do, we will not participate. But instead, he said, go ahead and do it and we'll image the phone. That is frightening because they're supposed to be providing the independent oversight of the Justice Department. So, yeah, there's politics at the DOJ. There's certainly politics at the FBI, as evidenced by all the whistleblowers, almost 20 that have come to the three respective offices. But now we have to have concerns about the Inspector General as well.
All right. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, Congressman Scott Perry, with us. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Todd, great to be with you. And, you know, I was listening to your clip of Jim, and it's going to be great as the chairman of the Judiciary Committee and get to the bottom of a lot of things. Unfortunately, every single day we wake up thinking that we already understand the extent of the rot and the corruption at the top of these once revered institutions. And yet it seems like almost every day or at least once a week, we're surprised and astounded, yet it's even worse than we thought it was. By statute, as Representative Jordan from the great state of Ohio said, by statute, the Inspector General is supposed to be independent, not collaborating with, not participating in, working with the Democrats to use the federal government and the awesome weight of the federal government to prevail upon their political rivals. But that's exactly what it appears is happening at this moment. So we absolutely, our trust just continues to be shattered moment by moment by moment. Todd, you know, this isn't anything about the past. This is all about November 8th, 2022 and beyond. That's what this is all about.
Oh, of course it is, Congressman. Now, again, going back to the reason, they said that this, or at least we're led to believe it was part of a federal investigation into the 2020 election and the alleged efforts to overturn the election. Have you heard anything from the FBI, anything from the feds about your phone?
No, other than they want to take a look at it. Of course, we're not giving them permission to take a look at it. Now, Todd, look, they took an image of it, and I won't be surprised to find that things have leaked, you know, from that phone, or I certainly won't be surprised to find out that the FBI or the Department of Justice has installed something on that phone. But, you know, they told my attorneys, I've had to retain counsel because of the so-called J6 committee activities with Liz Cheney and company. But they told my attorneys that I am not the subject of an investigation. And so we're standing by waiting to see what happens next, what tyranny befalls us and the American people after this.
Now, Congressman, you mentioned that you had to get a lawyer, which is a very smart thing to do. I'm just curious, where is that money coming from?
Well, that money comes from either me personally, or I'm allowed, if it's for the issues of Congress, from some of my campaign contributions. So either way, it imperils you moving forward into your election, because you either spend your own money or you raise money from folks that want to see you reelected. And of course, you know, they approve of you. That's why they donate. But they'd rather not, it have to not be spent on attorneys. But of course, the left doesn't care about any of that. They seek to hobble every single person they can that stands in the way of their the Democrat radical leftist agenda.
What they ought to start doing, Congressman, is whenever, you know, these things don't pan out, which this one is not going to pan out as well, it ought to be the responsibility of Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi to repay every single penny that came out of your pocket to defend yourself over this nonsense.
Well, I agree with you about that, Todd. And look, I'm not the only one. You look across the spectrum, and I know you've cataloged this and you've outlined this. You've spoken about this for a year and a half. Anybody that seems to be affiliated with the policies of the Trump administration is under some scrutiny from some federal agency. And so I'm just one of the most recent in a long line of people that have had their rights destroyed and have their reputations called into question. And you know, some of them, General Flynn had to lose his house. I mean, some of the things that have happened are just completely unconscionable. They're from some third world, yet they're happening right here in the United States of America. And of course, under this executive branch, there's going to be no relief even after November 8th, 2022. They're going to be allowed to just continue. I mean, we'll call them on the carpet, but I think you can see right now that they find themselves above the law. They're not interested in the law. They're interested in whatever outcome, and whatever means gets to the outcome that they seek.
And again, Congressman, looking at the news coming out yesterday about Timothy Tebow, who was the agent at the center of a lot of this anti-Trump sentiment within the FBI and the Washington field office, he's no longer there. What do you make of that?
Well, look, I think that they're trying to turn down the heat a little bit and relieve the pressure on themselves, and they got a skin that was probably pretty obvious, but let's face it, Todd. Where's Merrick Garland? Where is Christopher Wray? Where is the top of this organization that for years now has used itself and the weight of the entire weight of the federal bureaucracy and under you know, the specter of being thrown in jail and having your life destroyed for whatever claims they make? Where is the accountability for these people? I mean, I did call for Merrick Garland's impeachment for what he did to families and parents of children that attended school, and then the parents wanted to go to the school board meetings and question what was happening to the teachings that were being forced upon their children that they disagreed with, and Merrick Garland issued threat tags on those parents. How dare they question the very schools that they pay for under mandatory taxation? So I called for his impeachment, which is maybe why this is happening to me. I don't know, but look, there's got to be more accountability than just one low level, rogue agent. This has been going on for far too long. It's far too wide. I mean, we're talking about FISA applications. We're talking about General Flynn. We're talking about the President of the United States himself and Trump-Russia collusion. there's been no realistic accountability, Todd, and you know that to be true.
Well, of course, and we're talking about interfering in presidential elections. I mean, there is no doubt that the FBI tried to stop Trump from being elected in 2016. And clearly, with the reports coming out about the FBI visiting Mark Zuckerberg, and you wonder how many other social media platforms, how many other news organizations got visits from the FBI telling them not to go with the Hunter Biden story. It looks like they were trying to meddle in that election as well.
We are exactly right. Where's the accountability for that? I mean, my goodness, Todd, James Comey himself used classified information inappropriately to get a special counsel against President Trump. And James Comey's out there raising millions of dollars, got a good gig, wrote a book, and is living large, and no one said a thing. Yet, over some disagreements about some unclassified documents, allegedly, you know, they raid the former and the future president of the United States home, like it's some banana republic, third world Stalinist country. I mean, I'm sorry, but this FBI agent that they escorted out the door should just be the beginning of the clean out of the rot that unfortunately has infected that once great and revered organization.
Congressman, we're going to leave it there. We really do appreciate your time today. Good luck with your lawsuit, and let's hope that you get that cell phone back.
All right. Thank you very much, Todd. God bless you and your audience.
Congressman Scott Perry, he is chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, also represents the 10th Congressional District in Pennsylvania. May I just say, even if he does get it back, I wouldn't use that phone if my life depended on it. I'd be getting a Patriot Mobile phone. That's what I would be doing. I mean, at least with Patriot Mobile, you know you're not going to be bugged or the FBI is going to be listening in on your phone calls, for crying out loud. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Do you think that we need to just go ahead and dismantle the FBI? Just go ahead and get rid of it, or can it be salvaged? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. I really feel bad for Jason Aldean's wife. Jason Aldean, by the way, great country music singer. And his wife, Brittany, is catching a little bit of flack. This story from the Daily Wire. Over the weekend, Brittany posted a photo of herself to Instagram with the caption, "I love y'all, that's all." She's, by the way, this is just for all you non-Southerners out there. Y'all is not singular. So, right? So it's just keep that in mind. When you go up and say, "How y'all doing?" there's got to be more than one person, right? All right. And if there's more than, if there's like a group of people, you can say, "How are all y'all doing?" But, you know, it's a little redundant, but y'all. So just remember that. I mean, in the North, Grace, they use another phrase. It's how you skies doing.
Yeah.
How you skies.
You skies.
I'm like, what's a use? That's a,
what's an all y'all?
What's an all y'all? It's, I love the Southern language.
Oh, yes.
And we tell people it's not that we have an accent. It's we just like to savor our vowels. So we just kind of let them linger a little bit.
Don't forget about bless your heart.
Well.
It covers a multitude of topics.
Yes. And that is the Southern woman. May I just say that the Southern woman is a woman to be feared. Because she has in her arsenal phrases like bless your heart, which can mean I feel really sympathetic. I feel bad for you. I sympathize with you. Or it can mean you're an idiot.
Yep.
And only she knows the context.
And don't forget, most Southern women have a frying pan, too, in their arsenal.
No, it's a cast iron skillet.
Cast iron skillet.
Cast iron. Do you have a cast iron skillet yet? All right, good for
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, I cook on it all the time.
Well,
you've got to season it and everything. Yeah, I never put soap on it, just hand wash it.
So you haven't put it in the dishwasher?
Nope. No, that's a sin.
That's a great sin.
That's a great sin.
That'll get you kicked out of the South.
Yeah.
So we don't excommunicate people for a lot, but that's one of them.
Kick you right back up to New York, buddy.
That's it. So anyway, Brittany last week, she got in trouble when she said, quote, I'd really like to thank my parents for not changing my gender when I went through my tomboy phase. I love this girly life. Now, to your point, and Grace, you just mentioned a little while ago that you happened to be a tomboy when you were growing up.
Oh, definitely.
Nowadays, if your parents or if a parent out there, their kid's a tomboy, some of these woke parents would take that to mean that, oh, she doesn't want to be a girl.
That's so sad. It's just sad. I mean, no, I mean, it's like a lot of these girls, you know, I played with the kids in the neighborhood and there were boys and you just wanted to be cool and you didn't want to do all the girly stuff and boys were gross. So you were a tomboy. You didn't want to necessarily be a boy, but you just didn't really care for the girly stuff.
So there are a lot of liberal country music stars, and that's unfortunate. Because, you know, there was a time when country music was the only musical genre that loved America.
I don't like country
music. And went to church. And now country music, I do hate to say this, a lot of it just sucks. Yeah. It's just really terrible.
It's all the same.
So anyway, so she got a lot of backlash from the libtards in the country music world. And Cassidy Pope, and here's how you know. How you know she's a wokey. Cassidy Pope spells her name C-A-S-S-A-D-E-E.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those.
Where's the Y?
She said, you'd think celebs with beauty brands would see the positives in including LGBTQ plus people in their messaging. But instead, here we are hearing someone compare their tomboy phase to someone wanting to transition. Real nice.
Oh, boy.
Country star Ryan Hurd, who is married to, who is Morris? I'm trying to figure out who Morris is.
Oh, yes. I know who she is.
Oh, she's a she then.
Oh, it's a girl.
Okay. You don't know. Anyway.
Maren, I think her first name is.
So country music star Ryan Hurd, who is married to this chick,
yes,
backed up his wife. Scoring quick points by picking on trans kids isn't something brave at all. Maren is her name. And I'm proud of Maren for sticking up for them. Badge of honor to have CO engage in completely normal discourse. Shut up and sing only applies to those who you disagree with. What a jerk. So now, now he's getting a lot of blowback for attacking this poor woman. And he says, I'm getting a lot of people telling me our career is over as if the last time she spoke up about something, it disappeared. Honestly, we're pretty okay over here. Tours are good. Got a 2-year-old. We're effing fine. And I promise she isn't going to shut up now.
There you go.
A little drama there in the country music
world.
Just a
little bit.
You know, we had Huckabee on the show yesterday, and he was talking a little bit about how, you know, country music's gone, you know, full-blown woke. It's controlled by the LGBT community. A lot of the big country music labels are controlled by the alphabet folks.
That makes no sense to me.
Well, I mean, it's neither here nor there, but the problem is they're the most intolerant people on the planet. I mean, these activists, especially the ones from Hollywood, and they actually told Mike Huckabee that his kind was not welcome in the country music world anymore.
Ooh.
His kind.
Oof.
So what kind would that be? Someone who wants to give to charities? Somebody who wants to help little kids become musicians? Somebody who's a Baptist?
Wow.
Somebody who's a goes to church? Somebody who's a hunter?
Sounds terrible.
You know, if you take all those people out of that world, you get jazz. I mean, that's what you've got.
Hey, what's wrong with jazz?
And there's nothing wrong with jazz, but it's got a tiny audience. They don't have a huge fan base. No, when was the last time you watched TV and you watched the American Jazz Awards?
That's a great point. Never in my life.
Or the Tony Awards, for crying out loud. Oh, that's fabulous.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just saying, it's, you know, they're turning country music, and it's sad. I'm not sure if there's anybody in that world, that genre, willing to stand up to that woke mob.
Well, Nashville's like the hub for it all, and it's total left-leaning. It's more left than anywhere else in Tennessee.
They've destroyed Nashville, and it used to be a fun, family-friendly destination. I wouldn't bring my kids anywhere near. Not that I have kids. I don't have kids. But if I had kids, I wouldn't bring them anywhere near downtown Nashville.
Bachelorette capital of the world.
Have you seen? And it's debauchery. It's like it's like Las Vegas, except it's in broad daylight. In Nashville.
And it's countryfied.
Oh, it is countryfied.
They
no
got the
doubt
cowgirl
about that.
Hats and the disco boots.
And they're riding around in the what is those convertible
party
bars?
Buses.
Party buses? Jeez, a Lou. doing things that would make their mamas blush. That's what's happening down in Nashville. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Has country music gone woke? This is the Todd Stern Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Glad you're with us. Hour three of the big show, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. So yesterday, Peter Ducey, his daddy is Steve. He is the morning show host over at Facts and Friends. And Peter Ducey really went after the White House on the illegals coming across the border. Now, this is interesting. There was a big controversy in the world of tennis. One of the major tennis stars was not allowed into the country because he refuses to get the China virus vaccine. Meanwhile, you have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of illegals coming across our border, and none of those people are vaccinated. And Ducey asked the White House about the double standard.
Submit protocols. I'd refer you to them. They have their own specific protocols as well. But so they're two different things. They're two different things.
But so how is it two different things? Somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated. They're allowed to stay.
But,
why?
But that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
Happening. I know that that's not what you guys want to happen, but that is what is happening.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and that's not how.
That's exactly what's happening.
Thousands
of people are walking in a day. Some of them turn themselves over. Some of them are caught. Tens of thousands a week are not. That is what is happening.
So let me just lay out what we have done under this administration. We have installed new border technology and set up joint protocols with Mexico and Guatemala to catch more human traffickers. We have already made over 3,000 arrests in the first 3 months of launching an unprecedented anti-smuggling campaign with regional partners. We've secured record levels of funding for the Department of Homeland Security.
So there you have it. That was from the White House press briefing yesterday. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Barry Loudermilk from Georgia joins us. Congressman, you hate to call somebody ignorant, but I've never heard such an ignorant press secretary before.
It's unbelievable, but it's consistent with the entire White House right now. Everything they do, it sort of reminds me of the scene in Wizard of Oz where Dorothy is standing there in front of the wizard and the curtain flies open and you see the guy behind the throne there operating the machines, and he says, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. This is exactly what it is. Pay no attention to the truth. Pay no attention to the fact of what's going on. You need to just listen to what we're saying. And the entire house of cards is crumbling around them, and they don't know how to deal with truth. And they just believe that if they say it, the American people are going to accept it because they have the mainstream media on their side. But Americans' eyes are being opened, and they really don't know how to deal with reality.
No, they don't. And the idea that she had no idea people were walking across the border every single day by the tens of thousands is just bizarre to me. I mean, at least Jen Psaki would have come up with some sort of an answer. I mean, Jean-Pierre has said absolutely nothing, and it's deer in headlights every single day. But you know what? She's the spokesperson for a deer in headlights administration. So there you go.
Exactly. And it's consistent with everything from, the Afghan withdrawal to vaccine mandates to everything that they're doing. Student loan handout is don't bother us with logic, common sense, or fact. We're going to do what we want to do, and then we'll just sell it to the American people, whether it works or not. As long as we accomplish it, that's all that matters.
Looking back, a one-year anniversary of Afghanistan, you mentioned Afghanistan, Congressman. What are the lessons that we should have learned from what happened a year ago today?
Well, it's lessons that we had already known going into it. is that when you pull out of an area that is still embedded and surrounded with people like ISIS or the various terrorist groups that were there, that's not going to leave a vacuum. They're just going to fill it up. It's going to turn over. And for us to act like we're naive and we're just going to pull out and the Afghans are going to be able to continue with a form of democracy and that we're going, all of our citizens will just be able to get out. That was naive. But again, I think it's back to the president, his advisors were being told this isn't going to work, but that doesn't matter because I'm going to do what I want to do. And it doesn't matter what the outcome is. And you can see that happening right now because the president is still proclaiming it was a successful mission when the rest of the world knows it was a debacle. But he's still trying. I think they're convinced that this was successful because we completed what we wanted to do, which also tells me the safety and security of American citizens that were there was not a concern of theirs. It still isn't a concern of theirs. It also tells me that they're really not concerned about how America stands on an international front, because right now nobody trusts the United States. Our allies don't trust us, and our enemies are not afraid of us. But none of that mattered because they accomplished what they wanted to accomplish, which was simply get the troops out. It doesn't matter what happens to anyone else.
No, you're right. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Barry Loudermilk from the 11th Congressional District in Georgia. Congressman, the president is supposed to be giving a speech later this week talking about democracy under attack. And I'm wondering where this is going. You know, this guy promised to be the great uniter, but now, you know, he's resorted to calling the entire Republican Party a bunch of fascists.
Well, this is a more indication is that they are blind to what's going on in the country. They're tone deaf to what Americans need, what they want. They failed in every aspect of everything that they said that they would do, including uniting the country. They have failed on the economy. The economy was strong. They have destroyed our economy. We are now in a recession. And it was obvious we were going to be going into a recession before the numbers came out, because all the Democrats started going on television and redefining the word of recession. That told you that, hey, they knew we were heading that way. So they just need to redefine it so they can go out and tell Americans, look, it doesn't matter what you're paying. It doesn't matter if you can't find baby formula. Our economy is strong. It doesn't matter that you're falling behind the curve as inflation goes up and you're effectively not making more money. You're making less money. We're fine. Our economy is strong. This is the type of thing that is It amazes me. I mean, it's beyond logic. And so now they're resorting to, well, even though we're effectively destroying democracy and the people are upset about things like the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, well, quit looking at that. That, even though that violates the Constitution, we just need to redefine the Constitution, right? And so they're going to go on the attack and say, look, everything that's wrong, it's really the Republicans. It's not us. It's not our failed policies. It's the Republicans, especially those who want to make America great again. It's those Republicans that are the problem. I don't know. I remember when I was in college and I took a psychology class, and I think it was called projection, that people will project their own problems onto somebody else to justify themselves.
Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Always appreciate your great insight and hope you have a great Labor Day weekend coming up.
All right, Todd. Look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks.
All right. Congressman Barry Loudermilk from Georgia. The White House has just released, and by just released, this just landed in my email box. The White House is releasing a monkeypox response team. No, you can't make this stuff up. A monkeypox response team, and they are also going to be working with large LGBTQI plus. Oh, they dropped the A now. What happened to the A's? So there are no more A's in the LGBTQI. It's just LGBTQI plus. So the A's lost their status. I don't know. Geez, Lou, that's not good. Anyway, the administration says they're going to be providing additional vaccines and support to states and cities holding events that convene large groups of gay, bisexual, and this is great. Grace, you can't make this up. I've got to read this again. The administration is providing additional vaccines and support to states and cities holding events that convene large groups of LGBTQI plus individuals, specifically gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men. So now help me figure this out here. If you are a man having sex with another man, that does in fact make you gay or bisexual. Am I wrong here, folks? But here's what gets me. They've been telling us for the past, what, month now, that the monkeypox is not a gay-centric disease. And how dare you suggest it is? Meanwhile, the White House is creating a massive task force and monkeypox response team, and they're specifically calling out gay men, or pardon me, men who have sex with other men. So my question now is, does this mean the White House is guilty of homophobia? The White House also announced a new pilot to surge vaccine availability and other prevention resources to communities of color. A new CDC study shows a disproportionate reach of the virus among Black and Latino gay men, Black and Latino gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men. Why are they putting that phrase in there? What do you call someone other than a gay or bisexual person who this makes no sense to me. Anyway, you people in Georgia, California, and Louisiana, pay attention, because apparently you're about to have large gay events in your the White House says that they're going to be providing additional vaccine and support to Louisiana, Georgia, and California in advance of events attracting large numbers of gay people. Oh, it's Southern decadence. They're actually calling it out here. Southern decadence. They're going to provide up to 6,000 additional doses of vaccine. Now, may I just throw this out there? And again, I'm just a conservative talk radio host. But if, in fact, the way to avoid getting the monkeypox is not to engage in a specific behavior, would it not be more prudent just to tell people, hey, don't have sex, just, you know, keep it to yourself, and you're going to be okay? But if you go out there and you jump into bed with somebody, there's a good chance you're going to come down with the monkeypox. But they're not doing that. Instead, they're going to get out there with all of this taxpayer-funded vaccine, and they're going to be giving it to people there. And this thing is forever long, this release. Also, Atlanta Black Pride, that's coming up in September. And in California, they had the Oakland Pride and Pride Fest. Well, I would suggest with California, they just have to set up a base of operations year-round over there. But anyway, there you have it. The White House, and again, lecturing all of us, how dare you suggest that monkeypox is targeting the gay community. Now they are releasing a very lengthy fact sheet saying that, in fact, monkeypox impacts the gay community. There you go. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, Ann Coulter's got a new podcast, and the name of the podcast, Unsafe. Coulter's first episode is called Trump is Done. Trump's Done. She originally wrote a column that delivered that assessment back in January, but now Ann Coulter says that the president's influence on the Republican Party is dwindling. She compared Trump's rise in the world of politics to that of Sarah Palin. And if you remember, Sarah Palin sort of went away from politics and really disappeared after that 2008 presidential race. Coulter also cited polling numbers, and the polls are all over the place, but 538, the 538 poll numbers show Trump with an average of more than 50% having an unfavorable view of the former president as proof that voters are tired of Trump. She also accused President Trump of making last-minute endorsements for candidates who were likely to win their primaries anyway, taking credit for those victories and giving the illusion of influence. She encouraged those who may have left the Republican Party over Trump to come back to the fold. Quote, Republicans, it's not the party of Trump. It's safe to come back, and it's safe for Republicans to stand up and run without Donald Trump. She predicted Republicans could enjoy healthy wins in the midterms if right-wing commentators stop focusing so furiously on Trump loyalists. Quote, people are angry. Republicans are really angry. We're on a smooth glide path to really, really good midterm elections. And the only thing that can blow it is what will probably blow it, the Republican Party. Now, it's interesting that Coulter has this observation. I mean, we know she's not a Trump fan and hasn't been a Trump fan for a long time now after Trump failed to really deliver on strong border security. And for Coulter, that's the issue, securing our borders. And in fairness to Ann Coulter, Trump, yeah, he built some wall, but it was not the primary focus of his presidency. She goes on to say, all you conservative talk radio hosts, you don't need to suck up to Trump anymore. He's done. He's over. Is that true? I mean, in your estimation, do you feel, because there are a lot of people that are big Trump supporters and they're saying it is time to move on. Now, I will go back into the Todd Starnes radio show Time Machine and remind you that we warned people that Trump jumping in to the midterms was not a good idea, that he should have held his powder until after the midterms. And why did I say that? I said it at the time because I was concerned that the midterm elections would become about Donald Trump and not about stopping Joe Biden and this progressive socialist regime. And sure enough, here we are. And we're knee-deep in Mar-a-Lago right now. So I know that Coulter hates Donald Trump, but there is a nugget of truth in all of this, and the Republicans are exhausted, and we've heard this over and over and over again. But the fact of the matter is, everybody made Trump the focus of the midterm elections. So the midterms, for better or for worse, is going to be a referendum on Donald Trump. And it should not be. It should be a referendum on the failed policies of Joe Biden. And I do think that the Republicans are going to pull out a win here. I mean, you heard, was it Congressman Perry or Loudermilk who was talking about the, it was Perry, who was talking about the, that he doesn't buy into the red ripple. He thinks there is going to be a red wave, and I hope there is. I really do. But right now, there are a lot of conservatives, and they're just frustrated. And they don't know why they're frustrated, but I'm going to tell you why you're frustrated. You're frustrated because there is not a unified message. And we need a unified message going into the midterm elections. That's all it is. Got to just refocus a little bit. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back, America. A message on Facebook the other day. Someone said, Todd, I really love that iced tea you've been talking about. It's really good stuff. Well, I'm glad you like it. I'm telling you, it's good stuff. Life Change Tea. They have three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. I love the natural, love the peppermint. I've never been a fan of pomegranate. I just don't like it. It's kind of a weird fruit. I never am. You know, it's one of the newfangled millennial things. Anyway, but I love the natural of peppermint. And the best thing about Life Change Tea, it's made right here in America. They've been around since 2007. And I brew a big jug once a week and drink some every single day. It is an amazing, natural, gentle cleanse, and you're going to love it. They've got a huge summer sale going on. Buy three, get one free. Now, get this. If you use my discount code, Todd10, they're going to give you $10 off, plus they're going to throw in free shipping. That's like over $50 in savings, and that's a pretty good deal. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. That's the website. Go there, plop in my discount code, Todd10, getthetea.com, and order some today. You're going to love it. And by the way, send me a note on Facebook or Twitter. Let me know what you think. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. So what was it? A month ago, I was in Salem, Oregon. Our great affiliate out there, KYKN, was hosting a big event, and it was a lot of fun. Had a big barbecue, met a lot of great patriots, including the owner of Beloved Cheesecakes. And folks, I'm not a big cheesecake guy, but when they served me this cheesecake, I was blown over. It was literally the best cheesecake I've ever had. Jen Jacobson is the owner, and she is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Jen, good to have you on the program today.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
And I have to tell you that it was the salted caramel, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my
God. That's our signature one.
That was unbelievable. Look, you've got an amazing story, and I want you to, the reason I wanted you to come on the program is to share how you guys got started. And you guys came under fierce attack during the early days of the pandemic when the government there was shutting down small businesses.
Yes. Yep. I opened up 8 months before the lockdown, and that's a whole God thing on how I got started. I had a Kickstarter in my community that rallied around me, and I was a sole parent to three boys at the time. And so then got the business going. 8 months later, the lockdown came, and they were deeming me non-essential, and I'm essential to my boys. And so anyways, I was the only business in my town that did not comply. We did not do the mask mandate. We allowed people in without masks, and we allowed people to dine in. And that's what happened. And I didn't become so beloved in my community anymore. But for every hater, I have 100 lovers, so it's all good.
It's an amazing story because so many people found out about what you were doing. I know Fox was involved, and soon you were getting really attention from all over America.
Yeah, I was not expecting that. I actually, first before Fox, I met Kirk Cameron and Pastor Rob McCoy. They came and did an interview with me in September of 2020 for a event they were having called Non-Essential. And so that's kind of beginnings of my journey of getting attention nationally, not meaning to, you know, just because of my conviction. And I already subjected myself to power and control. I came out of domestic violence 8 years ago, and I was not about to do that again. And that's kind of how it was feeling with the government.
I think it's an amazing story about how your business has grown. Going back to the early days, and I want you to tell this story. You mentioned that you came out of a domestic violence marriage in 2014. You had three sons, and you were on a food share program. And I want you to tell folks what happened. This is an amazing story.
Yeah, I was a stay-at-home mom before, you know, I separated, and then I had to get back to working, so worked at a waitressing and at a winery. I was on this food share program, and I got a whole flat of blackberries in December of 2015, and because being a stay-at-home mom, I was very involved in my kids' school and wasn't able to since I was working full-time, I decided to make a blackberry cheesecake for my kids' staff, the teachers and their staff, not knowing, I've never made a blackberry cheesecake before, not knowing if it was completely done or how it tasted. I presented it to the teachers, and then the next day, the secretary said, "Oh, Jen, where did you get your cheesecake?" And I said, "I made it." And she just said, "Oh my gosh, it was the best cheesecake we've ever had." And she was going to let all the staff know that I had made it. And that gave me the idea to make cheesecakes for Christmas that year. And little did I know, just by posting my pictures the day after Christmas on Facebook saying cheesecakes made with love, I had three people contact me and ask me to make them one for New Year's, and they were going to pay me. I was shocked, and it became by word of mouth and a side hustle, and people were asking me to donate to auctions. And I mean, I wasn't even known, and my cheesecake at the very first auction went for $225, I think. And
wow.
I was just shocked.
Wow. It's really a good cheesecake, though. I mean, it really is.
Well, now it's gone from 600, 850 to just recently at a Restore Oregon event, $906.
My goodness. Well, and by the way, folks, Jen Jacobson, she is the owner of Beloved Cheesecakes and the website, BelovedCheesecakes.com. Now, Jen, you do, I mean, people who don't live in Oregon can actually order these cheesecakes. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. We ship nationally. Yes, we do. Two-day shipping.
I love this story. And you, not only have you launched a hugely successful business there in Oregon, you graduated magna cum laude with a bachelor's degree in social work, and you're just really crushing it out there.
Yes, and I've gotten involved in politics. I never thought I would ever be in politics. I became a PCP in our area, a precinct committee person, and I'm just trying to learn as much as I can. I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And, you know, biggest pet peeve of mine is people who are out there that complain and keyboard warriors, but then there's no action to it. So I'm hoping to make some action. I've been emceeing freedom rallies and on the board of Freedom Business Fellowship. And so hoping to make a difference.
Jen, I love the story. Folks, you got to check out these cheesecakes. They will blow your mind. They're just absolutely delicious. And, Jen, I know that our listeners are always excited to stand alongside fellow patriots who are standing up and they're fighting for freedom in their neighborhood. So thank you for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Todd, and I'll be sending you a salted caramel.
I love it. Oh, okay, no grace, you cannot. You know what, you need to send it to me directly, Jen, or it may not get through the staff. All right, okay. Jen, thanks a lot now. Jen Jacobson, She is the owner of Beloved Cheesecakes there in the great state of Oregon. We had so much fun at that KYKN event. I mean, those folks really know how to throw a great party and a great barbecue. And no kidding, Grace, those cheesecakes, and we were doing a book signing after the whole thing, the speaking stuff, and they had me set up right next to the cheesecakes.
I'm not going to lie, my mouth's been watering the entire time.
The line for the cheesecakes was longer than the books.
Oh.
I just want to point that out.
Get the cheesecake and then our daily biscuit.
And it was so funny because she was, every like 5 minutes, Jen would bring a sliver of another, you know, flavor of cheesecake by. And
oh,
they were
really?
All just unbelievably good.
See, I'm not normally a big cheesecake person, like as in, I don't go to the store and buy it. But if somebody makes it, you know, homemade, it's delicious.
Oh, look, folks, I'm telling you, you got to check this place out. BelovedCheesecakes.com. That's BelovedCheesecakes.com. Delicious cheesecake, and what a powerful message. Here you have a lady. She came out of a really bad marriage, domestic violence, three kids. She's a stay-at-home mom. What does she do? Goes back to school, gets her degree, starts a business, and now she's involved in politics. And this is, you know, this is that American spirit we talk about. The spirit of America that says, you know what, I'm not going to be defined by my circumstances. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to bust my butt every single day, and I'm going to claim my American dream. And that's what she's doing at Beloved Cheesecakes. I just think that's a great story. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. people. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Man, I could go for some cheesecake right about now. That was a fun interview. Look, the Fox News crew reacting to this firing or the resignation of this FBI agent. We're hearing two different reports. One is that the FBI agent, the guy who is anti-Trump, and it looks to me like this guy may be the fall guy for all of this. I don't know. We'll see. But here's cut number 11, please. I'm sorry, cut number 12.
Joining me now is Chris Swecker, former FBI assistant director, and Miranda Devine, New York Post columnist and a Fox News contributor. And she's also the author of the great book, The Laptop from Hell. All right, Chris, I want to come to you first. What's your reaction to this FBI agent, Tebow, leaving? Should we be celebrating tonight, or is this just the FBI covering its backside?
Yeah, I would say it's a good start. You know, these political cases are just draining 100 years of goodwill and good work that the FBI has done over the, you know, over that time frame. I spent 24 years in the FBI. Not once did I see a political case get opened up, you know, the least of which one that had no predication or not credible present, what we call predication, which is the basis to open the investigation. Sounds like this agent had a little bit of trouble recognizing factual information versus rumor and innuendo and opposition research and just general facts.
Yeah, but he's also a left-winger in a position of power. I mean, Miranda, this is the guy who helped launch investigations into Trump. And he's also working to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop investigation and story.
Yes, look, Sean, he is just one of a cabal of FBI officers, many of them centered at the Washington field office, who have been playing these games since the very beginning of Donald Trump's entry into politics. And, you know, the Crossfire Hurricane, Russia collusion hoax, that was the FBI. There just seem to be an unlimited number of these agents and analysts that are there to do their dirty work. And it's just impossible to understand how they could have got away with this for so long. And when it came to the Hunter Biden laptop, you had agents in there and analysts, including Tebow, but also Brian Orton and others, who suppressed that information about the laptop, but not just the laptop, which they had had since December 2019, but also the information that Tony Bobulinski came to them with. Hunter Biden's former business partner, he gave them devices and he sat for hours having interviews with them, telling them about Joe Biden's involvement in his son's influence peddling scheme with his brother Jim Biden. This was damning, and yet it was covered up and suppressed. And then the FBI was heading off to Facebook and Twitter and warning them about basically a story that would look very much like our story that ended up being suppressed. And they have just pressed the button on election interference. That's what they did. They interfered in the 2016 election and then again in the 2020 election.
As we have been saying from day one on this radio program, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to stay on top of this story. I think, though, that what we are watching is the unraveling of this raid at Mar-a-Lago. That's where I think all of this is going. Meanwhile, you have Joe Biden out there, and he's going to be delivering a speech on Thursday, probably doubling down on these comments that he made about all of you Republicans out there. And by the way, he didn't call just the Trump people semi-fascist. He called all of you. So every Republican, half the country voted for Donald Trump. You people are fascist. Now, even the folks over at CNN recognize this is a bad move. Cut number 10.
Semi-fascist is not helpful. It's not befitting the office of president. And well, you can absolutely call out the dangers to our democracy, but it makes obviously perfect sense for someone like Senator Hassan, because look, in New Hampshire, more than 40% of registered voters are independents, right? I mean, another 30 and change are Republicans. Democrats are the third category among registered voters. So she needs to be able to reach out, and that language doesn't help her do that.
And actually, you're being kind in terms of trying to parse and put what he said into a certain context. The takeaway from Republicans
is that the President of the United States, who campaigned on, won on, and was sworn in on a message of unity, lowering the temperature and bringing this country together, just called half of the country fascist. And you can parse it how you want, but that's the takeaway. And then Maggie Hassan was right. He painted the Republican Party as a bunch of fascists.
This isn't a one-time thing. I mean, Biden has all the precision, you know, of a surgeon with a meat axe here. I mean, when Republicans wouldn't go along with his bill to federalize all elections, he said, well, you're either Jefferson Davis or Bull Connor. I mean, his natural instinct is to go to an extreme insult sort of, so you're either racist or you're a fascist. Let me just say, that is exactly what he... You know that's what he said.
But he's also a guy who praised Mitch McConnell for being a patriotic American. His natural instinct is not to throw meat. I think part of the problem is when he throws
the
red meat.
He tried to fight a guy in the Democrat primary.
I think part of the issue is it's not authentic because Biden is actually not naturally a red meat buzzsaw type politician.
You see, I disagree. I think he is. And I think he's a jerk on top of that. But what I found interesting about this back and forth is it was pretty engaging. You actually had conservatives on the panel there at CNN, and people are going nuts over this. The left is enraged, and they're accusing CNN of throwing in the towel. They're accusing CNN of moving to the right, and they very well may be moving to the right. But here's what you need to know about cable television. Here's what you need to know about talk radio. Whatever makes money is what they're going to do. And the cold, hard reality for all you libs out there is that CNN was not making any money. They had no audience. We on the Todd Stearns radio program have a larger audience than most of the shows in prime time on CNN. Their message is not resonating with anybody. It's just bad cable television. And so the new folks in charge over at CNN are making changes. They got rid of the little dwarf king, Brian Stelter. They got rid of Humpty Dumpty. And that's not going to be the end of it. My understanding is they're going to be blowing up the morning show as well, which is awful. So anyway, if Fox News Channel, if the owners of Fox News, if Rupert Murdoch and the sons got together and realized, hey, we can make money doing liberal TV, Fox News would be liberal. It's cold-hearted, but it's all about the bottom line. That's what it's about. And that's why conservative talk radio is doing so well. There is an audience for it. And our audience keeps growing larger and larger every single day. Thanks to you guys, the listeners of this program. All right, folks, got to scoot out of here. Been a great day. ToddStearns.com is the website. You be good, America.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.